Well, just before that, I've got up here these land lotteries that they had. In 1805, the numbers were fixed and the land lotteries began. Many left Georgia before 1803. Many went to Kentucky. And the Baptists excommunicated anyone who fooled with the lottery. So many were not in the 1803 lottery. They were afraid of the church or the left and went to Kentucky. In 1785, there were 28 militia districts, thinly populated. The threats of the Indians kept them thin. They were afraid of them. And then it went on about the Indians, Indian wars and all. I don't think I've checked any more that I thought would. Here's one over here. The Indian boundaries in the southern states. Here's somebody whose book tells all about how the colonial South developed. Don't forget about the militia districts. Right. Instead of counties. Sometimes it overlapped and counties, it messed up trying to get any records of your counties.
Well, did that change after the
militia. And so the Indian boundaries in the southern states was written by Mr. DuBois, Department of Genealogy, University of Georgia. Now, formerly of University of North Carolina. Dr. DuBois, D-U-R-S-E-Y it is. Now let's see if I just went through here and checked anything that I thought might be of interest that wasn't personal. So many of these things I've written was things that were needed. About when the old Baptist church was built. Old Zion Baptist Church at Peachtree Shoals on the Newton side of this church. And who's buried there? And then there's all about an old home that was built out there on the river. I've got this check. Oh, my dad. Represented, that's where he got to be a judge. Represented in 1893, introduced a bill to establish public schools.
Oh.
And it was voted, the school bonds were not voted until 1904, but he introduced the bill to establish public schools in Georgia.
Oh.
So I checked that. That was interesting to me. I didn't know what I knew. It was in the General Center, but I didn't know what it did. I believe that's about all in this that I had.
Did you have a place in your town where you could see maybe a play or
a picture show? No, we had what we had in the schoolhouse.
You didn't have a building.
Well, it's a big building. I had pictures of it around each side. It's a school building. I think I showed it where I started school. And it's sort of a hexagon shape. And downstairs it had two big rooms. And upstairs, it was just about in two big rooms because we just had two teachers. Upstairs, it had a stage. And the music teacher taught back of that stage. And then the other was an auditorium where we had people come for commencements. And for any entertainment, few entertainments that we had there.